When Europeans came to Ohio, one of the first crops they cultivated was hops, a small green flower that's a main ingredient for brewing beer, which was a staple of their diet. The Ohio Valley provided the perfect soil for the fast-growing plant, but in the early 21st century came prohibition, plus plant diseases and harmful insects, and Ohio farmers eventually quit growing hops. Fast forward to the recent explosion of local craft breweries, along with modern technology for pest and disease management, and Ohio farmers are now taking a second look at growing this specialty crop. On today's segment of County Lines, Community Voices producer Renee Wild talks to local farmers who are working behind the scenes to provide the ingredients that power this local craft beer movement.
The craft beer movement has brought nearly $3 billion and 15,000 jobs to the Ohio economy over the past decade. And some of those jobs have gone to Ohio farmers.
My name is Dave Volkman. I'm here in Mainville, Ohio, and my wife Nina and I are the owners of Ohio Valley Hops.
Volkman takes me down a gravel road through the woods that lead to the hop yard on his Warren County farm. Thanks to the explosion of the craft beer industry in Ohio, places like Ohio Valley Hops have been springing up across the state, eager to work with the local breweries. Dave was one of the founders of a coalition of state growers called the Ohio Hops Growers Guild.
We've got about an acre and a half of hops. We started growing about 5 years ago when we first started doing it. We weren't sure if it was going to work or if we wanted to really do this, so we started off with a quarter acre, and we've added a little bit on each year over those 5 years.
1 acre can produce 4,000 pounds of hops, which can bring in anywhere from $5 to $10 a pound. But before you head out into your backyard with a rototiller hoping to get rich, growing hops is more complicated than just digging up some soil and sowing a few seeds. Hops look like a vine, but the climbing plant is actually called a bine with a B. They can reach 24 feet in one season and need an extensive and sturdy support system. Dave's hop yard consists of a grid of telephone poles and intricate trellising. These systems can average as much as $17,000 per acre for a grower to install.
We have about 150 poles out here and about 2 miles of cable when you figure it all in there, with cables going crossways and straight up the rows, and thousands of strings drop from the cables to the grounds. And right now we're at the point that the hops are finishing their final climb up there to the very top of the wire. I've actually got 10 different varieties. We found out a few varieties are not working very well. And over here, those skimpy little ones, they're going to get pulled out this year. We've babied them and we've tried to get them to grow, and they just don't like Ohio soil or Ohio climate.
Once in the ground, it's 3 years before the bines start producing a harvestable crop. Only the female flowering plants are desirable for hop production.
They start to flower right about now, and a hop cone, which is the thing that a brewer is going to use to brew beer, ends up looking like a soft little pine cone. Hiding under the petals are little bitty glands. They're called lupulin glands, and they're full of oils and acids. And so if you're a bitter beer person, if you like a good strong IPA that turns your face inside out, those hop acids are the thing that's going to be used to create some bitterness, whereas, you know, a lager beer's hardly got any at all.
At Little Miami Farms in Spring Valley, owners Jamie and Krista Arthur are experimenting on combining other crops, along with their hops, for local craft breweries.
Once we started working with the local breweries and selling hops and having success there, they immediately began asking about, you know, what we really would like to see is some locally grown malt. And at the beginning, we really weren't sure what malt was. We knew it came from barley. We started conducting due diligence. We went to classes, and we learned about how to grow barley. And then malting is really a relatively simple process of germinating barley seed and drying it. And we thought, well, heck, we might be able to do that on the farm here.
The crop itself, we can fit it in with a soybean rotation. So it's really maximizing use of the land, but it's also enabling us to grow and produce a complementary product on a local level. We also partner with the Carillon Historical Brewing Company. Not only do we sell hops to them, but we also have grown other produce that they will use in their beer, such as butternut squash for their squash ale. And this year we're growing beets that they'll use in a beet ale.
It introduces a new dynamic that we didn't expect, that when we started to grow hops and market the hops to the breweries, again, not something we expected to do, you know, 5 years ago, but once you go through that door, you don't know what's on the other side, and we're having fun with what's on the other side.
These hop farmers agree that the best part about growing hops is drinking the beer made from their harvest. There are an estimated 250 craft breweries in the state now, with around 90 more scheduled to open, giving craft beer lovers a taste of Ohio. For County Lines on WYSO, Renee Wild, Spring Valley, Ohio.
County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities.